Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Buy the Zone.
Show powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone. Brent Doherty, Nicky Ryan, Don Davenport, and Jason Hollywood Swain. Swain, what's up, man? How are you?
What's up? What's up? Got the whole crew in today.
We do. Imagine that. Memorial Day weekend coming up. You got any big plans?
Probably some barbecue. Yeah. That's what we do during the holidays, man. Get on the grill and have some brews and hang out. I think that's it. I think that's the move.
Bruce Pearl coming over, maybe Aaron Kraft.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. They are related. I mean, I'm definitely inviting them. That means I'll have to supply the barbecue. I can save some money.
Can you imagine how much money you could raise if you had some kind of charity event where you had a cookout with those two?
Man. Yeah, that'd be fun. I wish I was at that barbecue party that Bruce Pearl through for Aaron Kraft, man. I wish I was fly on the wall or fly on a tree or whatever.
And hey, all this stuff we're hearing about now, Swain, and literally here's where we are over a cookout.
Yeah.
And you know, this guy's getting $500K and this guy 300 and
nothing's happening.
And a cookout. And a cookout brought down an empire.
FBI wiretaps and nothing's happening.
Guys, Trendon Wofford from Birmingham, Alabama, 5-star forward, just signed with LSU. And, like, everyone is, like, no one's reacting. Like, no one's saying anything. I'm like, hello? Hey, guys, did we forget about the wiretap? What's going on? I mean, if you are another college football team, basketball team, or really any team, you see that move and nothing happening, you're like, oh, well, in that case, hey, let me go drop some bags off. Let me go, you know, make some strong A offers out here in the street.
Will Wade, man, he's a straight gangster or a Jedi. I mean,
who tells their boss, no, I'm not talking to you. I don't have to. And then it's reinstated and then signs a big time recruit. Like, who does that?
And his boss gets fired. That's hardcore. Will Wade might be the most powerful man in America. I'm worried about that guy. He's from Nashville.
Yeah, man. I ain't messing with Will Wade. Woo!
As a former player, what do you like? They've been doing these anonymous SEC coaches talk about this guy and that guy and this player and that coach forever. And I, admittedly, I love reading them. It's like, you know, why people read People Magazine and stuff like that. I love it. But as a former player, what do you think about that stuff?
I love it because over the last few years of Tennessee, hearing the things about Tennessee, I knew they were true. And so they were lining up. And the things that are being said about Tennessee down Pruitt, they're not necessarily bad. There's no one ripping Pruitt or ripping Tennessee. I mean, what I saw was pretty accurate. And what it tells me is that coaching staff talk. So if you coach in Auburn and I coach in Tennessee, or you coach at Texas A&M or whatever, I mean, these coaches, they talk to each other. It's a small fraternity. And so if, look at last year's offense, and there was definitely signs of Pruitt and Hill not being on the same page. And Pruitt was fortunate enough to not have to pay a buyout, getting rid of Helton. Helton got a head coach job. It's kind of like you don't want to be girlfriend or boyfriend with somebody, and they just dump you. You don't have to dump them. That's kind of what happened. It wasn't weird. It just kind of happened. Like, he just left. It was like, woo, I don't have to pay him that buyout. And then you went out and you got Jim Chang. I mean, that was perfect. So now you just leave him alone, let him do his thing, because he's one of the most respected offensive coordinators in the country. So those quotes about Tennessee were pretty spot on to me. I thought they were accurate.
So this anonymous coach that says it's going to take 5 years for Pruitt to get the Vols program back to where Vols fans most likely will be okay with it. Is that realistic, and will this fan base wait?
Well, and I've been harping on this for like the last 24 hours. The coach was like, you know, it's going to take 5 years for Pruitt to get it done. And I'm like, well, what does getting it done mean? Because getting it done at Houston or Nevada is different than getting it done at Tennessee or getting it done at Georgia or Florida. Getting it done for programs like these in the SEC that have resources, getting it done means competing and winning championships.
Yeah.
So in 5 years, for Pruitt to say, for us to say Pruitt is getting it done, what does that even mean? What does that look like? And for me, it just means that he is, each and every season, he has a goal of winning the East. I think when you recruit top 15 each and every year, that should be your goal. When you look at Mississippi State, when you look at Kentucky, Ole Miss, right now, currently, you know, they have to target every third year because they can't out-recruit LSU, Alabama, Georgia, Florida right now. You can't. So what you do is you do what Dan Mullen was able to do. Every 3 years, you develop your talent. Those guys are junior seniors. And then you make a run led by Dak Prescott, and then you see how far you can go. Well, Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, Alabama, LSU, you know, our fans expect to make that run every single year as far as in the SEC East and the SEC West. So, yeah, I expect Pruitt to be doing that in year five. I don't expect him to do that consistently right now, but by year five, I think he should be able to say, all right, guys, this year's goal is SEC East, and we have all the pieces, we have all the players, so we have to go out there and do it.
Swain, it's obviously the season of lists and the season of speculation. Matt Jones, every Kentucky fan's favorite announcer and commentator, went on Feinbaum and gave a list of risers and fallers over the next three seasons. I think you actually talked about this on your show this morning during a part that I was listening to. And Tennessee, a faller, according to Matt Jones. Kentucky, among the risers for Matt Jones.
Shocking, I know.
And this is last 3 years versus the upcoming 3 years, he says. Yeah,
I love me some Matt Jones, man. Like, Matt's a smart dude, charismatic. I get a kick out of him, you know what I'm saying? But like, I don't know what Matt Jones is on. Let me say that. I mean, for Tennessee to fall, just to have a worse 3 years than they had like the past 3 years, that means Tennessee would have to win less than 18 games.
Right. They're 18 and 19 and 6 and 18 in the conference in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
I just don't see that. And then for Kentucky to rise in the last 3 years, they have, they won 24 games, right? That means over the next 3 years, they would have to average 8 wins a game. 8 wins a season. I just don't see that either. So I think I don't agree with any of those assessments from Matt at all. I don't understand how you can see that and look at Tennessee's recruiting, look at Pruitt bringing more staff members, looking at the schedule lightening up a little bit. Tennessee's going to win more than 6 games a season over 3 years. They might not win 10 or 11 or 12, but I can promise you they're going to win more than an average of 6 in the next 3 years.
Jason Swain in Knoxville at Swain Event on Twitter. SwainEvent.com is the website. Always enjoy the visit, Jason. Thank you, man.
Hey, thank you. Have a good one.
Appreciate it. Maybe Josh Allen's going to put on one of those, like, you know, glasses with the big nose and the mustache disguises and just keep playing for another few years. Benny Snell could do it, too.
I think they're going to make some money. They're playing somewhere else now.
Ndamukong Suh's making money. We've got the contract details for you when we come back. 3HL powered by the Tennessee.